Hi, this is Ron Darling.
This is Skip Lockwood.
Hi, I'm Ron Swoboda of the 69 New York Mets, and you're listening to Mets Musings with Gary Mack.
Now it's time for some New York Mets baseball talk. Here's Gary Mack bringing you the latest news and analysis from Mets Nation and the world of baseball on another edition of Mets Musings.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Mets Musings. Well, the Mets have, it's been up and down the last couple of weeks. They had a decent homestand, went on the road, went 2-3 in a shortened road trip. They got swept in Tampa Bay, went to St. Louis, won the first two. The third game against St. Louis was postponed due to rain. Back home tonight, and weather's it's not looking so good here, I guess they'll try to squeeze it in. Three against Atlanta, I should say. And, it's going to be a tough series. We'll see. The weather has not been obliging to the Mets, either on the road or at home. And kind of a wacky schedule thing next week, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But so far, like I said, they're 18-18 going into this series with Atlanta. They're where you want them to be. Look, Atlanta's still one of the class teams. One of the top three teams in the National League right now, the Dodgers and the surprising Phillies and the Braves are the top three teams. And what makes it bad for the Mets is that two of those teams are in their division, Philadelphia and Atlanta. So it's not a great thing for them. But, maybe it'll make them play better. And they're playing those two teams now for the next seven games, so this is going to be a stretch. We're going to get a feel for this team. If they can hold their own, if they can come out of this a game under 500, a game over 500, or 500, they'll be in pretty decent shape, I think. I feel they would be, but I've got a few complaints about things, and let's get to that first. First off, this Apple TV Plus. Now, I know they're not on Apple TV Plus this Friday night, but they were on, I think it was last Friday night or two Friday. They've been on twice already. Thank God they're only on one other time. But come on, Major League Baseball. You make us pay for SNY. You make us pay for MLB. And now if we want to watch games on a Friday night, if our team gets rained out or whatever, and you want to catch another game, you got to pay again. Now, I know they have a free trial, but the free trial's only for a week. So what happens? Okay, so the Mets play, you get the free trial, you watch the game, right? But what if they're on 2 weeks later, your free trial is up? Are they going to let you have another free trial? I doubt it. I doubt that they would allow you to get another free trial. And it's just annoying. We lay out the ticket prices are astronomical. The parking's astronomical. So you want to watch on TV. Okay, so we watch SNY. We're comfortable with that. Occasionally is a game on Channel 11. All right, so we pay for the cable. And we pay for SNY if it's not in your pack. You got to get the extra pack add-on or whatever. You pay for MLB TV if you want to watch out of state games. And then they hit us with this Apple TV nonsense. I mean, come on. At least let the home team have the freebie. They did that the first time the Mets were on Apple TV last year. Do it again. It's so annoying to be all set and revved up and happy to watch a game, and you settle down and Apple TV. I can't watch it. And I admit, I looked all over. I looked at the, you know, pirate streaming sites to see if you could try to get it. Now they want you to join as well. So it's just annoying, you know. The economy's not great. The money's tight for everybody. And they want you to pay more for this Apple Plus TV. No, come on, Major League Baseball. You got to do better than this. You got to cut us some slack here. And the other thing I want to complain about is, where are the black unis? We heard so much about these redesigned black unis, which by the pictures and everything, I got to tell you, I don't like it all. But that being said, they've been home. Are they gonna? It'll be interesting to see tonight if they're going to wear them tonight. No word on whether this evening, if they're at home on a Friday night against Atlanta, if they're going to play the wear the black uniforms. But where have they been on Friday nights at home? Well, according to reports, they can't get pants. Nike, the biggest apparel or whatever, sports apparel company, can't get them a pair of white pants? Are you kidding me? So, Mets, why don't you go to last year's uniforms and wear them? Or wear the black jerseys with the pinstripes. You've done that in the past. This is what I mean with all of these crazy uniforms. Stick to what you had, the black uniforms last year. They look sharp. They look good. Why has Nike got a mess with everything? I'll tell you why, because they want to sell more jerseys. That's all this is about. That's all this is about. Which brings me to the City Connect uniforms. Now, I know everybody loves the Mets City Connect uniforms. Well, let me say this. I don't like City Connect uniforms for anybody. I think they're stupid. I think it's a waste of time. And quite frankly, most of them are pretty ugly. Now, everybody likes the Mets. Oh, they look so nice. Because they're not garish. They're not, you know, bright colors or anything. They're dull. They're drab. And then everybody says, oh, look at that. The NYC looks so great. They play in Queens. I know, Queens is part of New York City. I grew up there. Believe me, I know. But still, they should put Queens on there. They don't play in Manhattan. NYC is connected to Manhattan. Is there anything on there other than the Queensboro Bridge that is connected to Queens? And where does the Queensboro Bridge go? Into Manhattan. Everything is Manhattan with these people. Big deal. I got, the subway. Oh, hey. Ooh, looks like a token. Doesn't look like a token to me. I don't know. That's me. I do not like the City Connect uniforms. And it drove me crazy last weekend with Tampa Bay, who has such nice regular home uniforms, wore those ugly, whatever you want to call them, for all three games. Drove me nuts. And I hope the Mets don't wear them again tonight. It just takes away my enjoyment of the game. Again, you can't see the numbers because it's blended in. It's all gray. It's all blah. It's all because they want, it looks like concrete. Oh, how ingenious. No, put some color. It should have been an orange shirt with Mets or Queens in front of it. I don't know. You know, since MLB went to Nike as their distributor, the uniforms have gotten terrible. They keep messing around. They got to put the for years. The manufacturers put it on the sleeve. When Rawlings had it, they had Rawlings on his sleeve. Majestic had it, they had Majestic on the sleeve. I don't know if Starter had it. They had the little Star logo on there. No, Nike gets it. They got to put their stupid swoosh front and center on the chest. Well, it looks stupid to me. It's ridiculous. It doesn't belong there. That's for the logos of the teams or the lettering for the teams. Not for Nike's self-indulgence in what they're doing. I'm sorry if I'm ranting too long, but it's just ridiculous. And those are the things that annoyed me. Now, if you want one thing that annoys me with the Mets, Mark Vientos came up, was hitting, won a game with a walk-off homer, and then they sent him down. Why? Why did they send him down? Alonso's not hitting. Maybe he broke out now. Maybe he's going to break out of his slump, get two hits the other night. Let's see if he breaks out. They could have used him as insurance. This poor guy is going up and down, and it's just not fair to him. So those are my annoying things I'm annoyed at this week, and I'm sure there'll be more next week. But come on, you know, Major League Baseball with the prices and now this Nike crap. You got to break that contract and get a real uniform person in, you know, organization in here. Nike and Fanatics are just terrible. Just terrible. I don't know what else to say. And the Yankees opted out of the City Connect, from what I understand. They're not going to do it. And I got to hate to say this, but three cheers to the Yankees for not caving into this nonsense. They have a tradition, and they didn't want to blow it, you know, on these stupid-looking City Connect uniforms. I think they were afraid what Nike was going to come up with. So, and the hats, that, you know, at least you know where you stand. No, I you know, let's end this experiment, please. Okay. Okay, Tyler McGill is in rehab, and he's doing some starts. He had struck out 7 in a rehab outing just the other evening. He is recovering from a right shoulder strain through 4 scoreless innings, hitless innings, with 7 strikeouts Tuesday for Triple-A Syracuse. The Mets aren't quite ready to activate him, though. They want to stretch him out to at least 5 innings, which he'll probably do this upcoming Sunday in Syracuse. So Tyler McGill on the way back. And that's going to be, you know, this could be a reason why the Mets could be more of a threat than people realize. Don't forget, we still got Kodai Senga coming back. He's been throwing. He's getting ready to, I think, start a rehab assignment. Francisco Alvarez should be back in late June sometime. I believe David Peterson is starting a rehab assignment as well. So they're going to have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to extra players, but who goes? Such is the question now. When Alvarez goes, will it be Nito, who's been hitting pretty well, and his defense metrics are way better than Navarro? So it could be Navarro. The Mets might eat that contract and let him go. And can't say that I would blame them if they did that. There's going to be an embarrassment of riches, as I said, when some of these guys come back, and they'll have some tough decisions to make. Christian Scott has pitched terrific. After his first inning, he struggled a little bit. I think he was nervous. Came back, pitched terrific. He might have a spot in that rotation. Jose Budo has been pretty good. He struggled his last two outings, but the last outing gave up 3 runs, and then he shut him down. He looked real good after that. So, you know, he's pitched well also. So those are the two young guys that they've called up so far that really have you know, played pretty well. We'll have to see with Scott, because it was just that one game. He'll be pitching again this weekend, so we'll see how he comports himself. But boy, he had some great stuff the other day and looked fearless out there. So 3 cheers for him, and I hope it works out. And then it's, you know, still Hamill and Vassell and I can't remember. And further down now, another new guy that really been lighting it up for Brooklyn. We'll talk about that later in the down on the farm section. But the Mets have been really coming up with some good stuff. So maybe it'll help them. It'll definitely help them down the line, and maybe we'll be able to help them this season lead their way to a wild card berth. Right now they're tied for the last wild card. So, you know, let's stay there. That doesn't mean you're going to win everything, but at least you'll be in the mix. All right, let's take a quick break and come back right after this.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for interesting baseball talk, opinions, and history.
Baseball and BBQ, your place for barbecue recipes, tips, and interviews from the world of barbecue. If you like baseball and if you like barbecue, then tune in to Baseball and BBQ. Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and BaseballTalkRadio.com.
And we're back, and now it's time to go down on the farm. We've been talking about some of the pitching prospects, and, you know, we've seen already Christian Scott, Jose Budo, but there's some other guys down there. Mets pitching prospect Jonah Tung made his second high A starter for the Brooklyn Cyclones on Wednesday, striking out 4 over 4 innings of work. Meanwhile, the two-way prospect Nolan McLean homered and doubled as part of a 3-hit game at the plate for the Cyclones. Mets fourth-ranked prospect Ryan Clifford also added 2 hits and 3 RBIs of his own in the game, and starting to heat up. Clifford starting to heat up. McLean is starting to heat up. And Jonah Tung has been very impressive so far. Still 20-year-old. He's got to work on his little bit on his control, but he's got good stuff. Started the year in St. Lucie, got moved up to Brooklyn, second start, and looked very good the other evening. Blade Tidwell, he's been settling into Double A nicely through 5 outings this year so far. 29.1 innings pitched. Tidwell boasts a 1.23 ERA, allowing 2 walks per appearance. He lowered his walk to strikeout ratio percentage, that's what he needs to work on, because he is a strikeout pitcher, But as he gets closer to the majors, it's going to be he's another guy that's got to work on control and controlling his pitches and getting the ball in the strike zone more often. The Binghamton Rumble Ponies, WA affiliate of the New York Mets, entered into an agreement to sell the team to Diamond Baseball Holdings. The team announced a couple of weeks ago. Keeping the team in Binghamton was a priority when we bought the team. We are confident that DBH, based on their reputation for investing in communities like Binghamton, will ensure that the minor league baseball experience will be preserved for future generations to enjoy. That was said by David Sobotka, the team's president. The organization initially started by buying a handful of minor league teams after the controversial reorganization of minor league baseball. With the addition of the Rumble Ponies, Diamond Baseball Holdings now owns 33 teams, which is over 25% of major league affiliated clubs. And I don't understand it. The Mets, I thought, maybe not. Maybe the Rumble Ponies they did not own. They own the St. Lucie Mets and the Syracuse Mets and the Cyclones, but I guess they didn't own the Rumble Ponies. Now the Rumble Ponies are sold, so I'm surprised they didn't make a bid on it, but I would think you would want to keep all the, you would want to own your own minor league teams, but I don't know. So anyway, Rumble Ponies going to the Diamond Baseball Holdings, and it seems like a decent organization, so we'll see how that all works out. Well, here's the standings for the minor league. Syracuse Mets are at 20-14. They are 4.5 games back in second place in their division. Neither are all first half, don't forget. Binghamton is 16-12 and tied for first place in their division. Brooklyn is at 16-14, and they're all bunched up. They're one game back in fifth place. And St. Lucie is 12-18, and they are 7 games back in their division and in last place. So all the teams doing pretty well. St. Lucie struggling a little bit, but close to that 500 mark. And, they lost a lot of players. Their good players get promoted right away to Brooklyn and the other minor league team. So that's the thing with the minor leagues. There's always promotions going up, and that's what you really want to see. You want to see the guys move up. All right, so the Mets are coming home. They've got a weird 5-game homestand, 3 with the Braves, 2 with Philly. Then they go to Philly for 2, and then they're on to Miami next weekend. But for this week, they've got 3 with the Phillies. The pitching matchups look like this. Charlie Morton goes tonight, hopefully, against Jose Quintana. Max Fried goes against Christian Scott on Saturday. Everything is weather permitting. And Bryce Elder goes against Luis Severino on Sunday. Again, everything is weather permitting, and the weather doesn't look great for tonight's game, but you never know. We'll see how it all works out. And I want to thank you all for joining us this week. And I hope that if you're watching on YouTube, you'll hit the subscribe and the like button. And if you're listening to the audio, you can also hit the favorites or subscribe or whatever it is on your audio podcast distributor. However, you can always be aware that there's a new episode of Mets Musings that has come out. And so until the next time, remember to keep the faith, stay optimistic, and let's go Mets. And I'm Gary Mack, and I'll see you next time on another edition of Mets Musings.